Rolling Maseches Brachas, Perek Ches Mishnah Hey, 8-5. This Mishnah is discussing a case where a person has just finished Shalosh Shodos, the third meal after Shabbos, and Shabbos now is ready to go out, the stars are out, and he needs to bench and then do Avdallah. We're not discussing the question of when Marav would slide in. Forget about Marav for now. The thing is that benching requires a cup of wine, ideally, and so does Havdalah require a cup of wine, ideally. And this person only has one cup of wine that he could use for both of those things, both for the benching and for the Havdalah. Again, we're not discussing a case where perhaps he had a Chamer Medina, you know, a beer or some other kind of drink that would be in a place of wine for the Havdalah. So the question is, if he has that one cup of wine, and he needs it both for the benching and then for the Havdalah, and Havdalah is comprised of three separate brachas, besides the blessing on the wine, there's the blessing that one recites on the Hamavdah ben Kodesh Lachol, on the Havdalah per se. But there's also a bracha one that's there's also a bracha one says over besamim, spices, and over a candle, the ner, morei ha'ish. So it turns out then there are essentially four different blessings that must be recited in the presence of a cup of wine, and we only have one cup of wine for all four of those things. So the question in the Mishnah is the order. In what order should one recite those blessings? So we have Machlokas, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, over the order of those blessings. Now, let's just for a moment recap what those blessings are about, so we understand the Mishnah properly. The reason why we bench over a cup of wine is to confer a level of chashivas, importance, significance to the mitzvah d'oraisa of the benching on the meal. The reason why we make a bracha on the besamim, the fragrance, spices after Shabbos is over, is because the Gemara says during Shabbos a person has a neshama yisera, an extra element of soul, which departs at the end of Shabbos and he's left with the Saturday night blues, which you yourself might have experienced. And Chazal felt that a person could be uplifted and get a little bit of a spiritual resuscitation through smelling fragrant spices, through besamim. So we sort of give ourselves that little boost by smelling the besamim. We also make a bracha borei morei eish on a candle, on fire. And the reason for that is because tradition has it that Adam HaRishon got fire from Hashem after Shabbos, the very first Shabbos, after the Sheshes Me'ereshes, then came Shabbos and Amoti Shabbos. So that first Shabbos, Hashem gave an idea to Adam HaRishon to strike two stones together to make sparks, make a fire. And that became the all-important piece of technology, if you will, that Adam HaRishon used to develop the world. And obviously it's so significant. Fire is to civilization that it gets a special bracha at the beginning of the week. It also, of course, reminds us that since the mitzvah is not just to rest on Shabbos, but for Sheshes Yom Tasim Lachtecha, you have to do work on and invest in this world in the 6 days of the week before Shabbos. And as Shabbos now is over and you're making Abdullah, you're reminding yourself, like Adam HaRishon, you have to build up our broken world. So fire is a symbol of that. And finally, we make a blessing on the going out of Shabbos, Hamavdil. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Rambam anyways, of Zachros Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to remember Shabbos, just as you mention it with Kiddush on the way in, you mention it with Havdalah on the way out to differentiate Shabbos from the rest of the week. So, the Mishnah reads inside, B'Shamei Omrim, Ne'er U'Mazon U'Besamim V'Havdalah. The order is first, you make the bracha on the fire, the Ne'er, Borei Morheish, and then U'Mazon, then you'll bench, U'Besamim, and then you'll make the bracha on the spices, V'Havdalah, and finally the bracha on the going out of Shabbos, Havdalah. U'Besil Omrim, no, it's Ner, first on the candle, U'Besamim, then the spices, U'Mazon, then benching, V'Havdalah, and finally the bracha on the going out of Shabbos. So if you look carefully, according to this, they both agree that you first make the bracha on the candle. And the reason for that is because, since it's dark outside, as soon as you bring fire into the room, in preparation for this process, you immediately benefit from the flame, and therefore it's appropriate to say make the bracha then and there. Everyone agrees that Havdalah is saved till the end, Hamavdil, because we don't want to make it look like we're rushing Shabbos out, that we're happy to see it go, therefore we delay the Havdalah part as long as possible. The question is, between those two, does one first bench and then smell besamim? Or does one first smell the besamim and then bench? Beis Shammai says first comes the benching and then the besamim. His rationale is that you've already eaten, so the obligation to bench is already there, and that makes sense to make your brachas of Birkas HaMazon on the past, what you've done, prior to making the bracha of the besamim, a new thing you'll partake of in the future. And Beis Hillel say no, since the Besamim and Ner are sort of a package deal, both things that we do as Shabbos goes out. Once you're making on the Ner, we should put the Besamim with it as well, make a bracha and Besam, and only then do Birchas HaMazon. Now, the Gemara goes on to say that this machlokas, as reported here in the Mishnah, between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, is the version of machlokas according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is typically the Stam Mishnah, the author of the Tan of most Mishnayos, as Rabbi wrote them down. But there's a different version of the machlokas, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's version. And Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of this machlokas, and the halacha lemaisa will go according to Beis Hillel, but according to Rabbi Yehuda's version. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as described in the Gemara, the machlokas is a little different. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that Birchas HaMazon comes first. First you bench on the pass and get that out of the way because you've already eaten and benefited. And everyone agrees you'll push the bracha of Havdalah, HaMazon ben Kodesh L'chol, till the end, because again, you don't want to look like you're rushing Shabbos out. You're sorry to see it go. The question only is, which comes first, the Besamim or the Ner? So Beis Shammai say the Ner comes before the Besamim, because he says, as I said before, since the once the Ner is lit, we will benefit immediately from the candle, and therefore it should be pushed front and center and should get priority in the bracha, whereas the Besamim not. And Beis Hillel says, no, the Besamim goes first. The reason why is Besamim is sort of an indirect praise of Shabbos, because the implication of having to make a bracha on the Besamim is you're very sad to see Shabbos go, you're down because of Shabbos' departure. Therefore, we make the bracha on Besamim before Morei HaEsh. And that, of course, is how we do it in Havdalah Bezman HaZeh. Even if we've finished benching long ago, we'll first make a bracha on the Besamim, and then on the candle and the Eish, and only finally, Hamal Devin Kodesh L'chol. The mission now continues with a question regarding the proper bracha, the nusach of the bracha, how one formulates the blessing on the Ner, on the candle one, makes the bracha on a Motzi Shabbos. Now, Beis Shammai Omrim Shebara Maor HaEish. Beis Shammai say the blessing is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shebara, who created in the past Maor, the light, HaEish, of the fire. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Borei, who creates, present tense, Maorei, the lights of HaEish, the fire. Now the Gemara says, really, although you might see two different things, two variant points in their Nuschaos, the question of Bara and Borei, and also of Maor and Maorei, but the Gemara says the Bara Borei issue is not really the central issue, because although Shabara implies the past and Borei means the present tense, but Borei means both past and present together, like present perfect. That is to say, for example, one says Borei Pri Hagafen, one doesn't mean he's creating it just now, but not in the past. No, it means he created the wine from the vine and he continues to create them. So the Gemara says that's not the real issue. The issue here is if it's Maor or Maorei. Maor means a singular and Maorei means plural, lights of the fire. The Gemara says because Beis Hillel say that there are multiple colors inside the flame, and so on, it's more appropriate to use a plural expression. Now, the Gra, Shnos Eliyahu, really raises two interesting questions on this last pshat here and gives the most beautiful answer. He says, first of all, it's a little strange that we're saying that Bara and Borei is not a machlokas, because it is taka different than Bara and Borei. And second of all, he says that Maor and Maorei is a strange machlokas, because Beis Shammai can plainly see there's multiple colors in the flame of the fire. So why in the world would he say if there's only one? It doesn't make sense. Therefore, the Gra explains like this. There's a machlokas, the core of the machlokas is exactly what we're making a blessing on. You see, according to Beis Shammai, we're saying a blessing, Bara Moraesh, that Hashem created the light of the fire, that refers back to the thing called fire that Hashem gave to Adam Rishon on that first Motzi Shabbos, and we're thanking Hashem for that. That light enables us to do all sorts of things, to learn Torah, do mitzvahs, work in the dark, extend our day, etc. Therefore, we thank Hashem, Shabara, who created in the past, Maor HaEish, the light of the fire, that concept which comes back, you know, stretches back to the time of Adam Rishon. And Beis Hillel says we're actually saying a bracha on two separate things. First of all, he says, yes, of course, we're saying thank you to Hashem for the thing called fire that he created in the past, but we're also making a bracha on this particular flame and its benefit it's provided to us right now. And therefore, while Beis Shammai said bara in the past, maor, a singular thing, the light of the fire, Beis Hillel say borei, which implies both past and present, because he's talking about both the flame, the fire in the past that went to Adam Rishon, and the present, this particular fire we're benefiting from right now. And therefore, the plural, the same thing, Ma'ori HaEsh, because there's really two separate things. There's a singular fire phenomenon that Hashem created back in the times of Adam Rishon, and there's a current flame, which is full of multiple colors, right now. Since there are two separate fires, two separate things being a bracha on, it makes sense to be plural, Ma'ori HaEsh. That's the Grashnos Eliyahu.